Welcome, welcome everyone to the Women Entrepreneurs Podcast. I am Julie Anderson, also known as Brain Lady Julie, and I am here to do another wonderful interview. And I just love the branding on my guest today is just amazing. So we have Dr. Winifred Bragg. Dr. Bragg, thank you so much for being on the Women Entrepreneurs Show today.
Thank you, Judy, for having me. I'm excited to be here to encourage women entrepreneurs.
I love it. I love it. Let me read you a little bit, that listeners, a little bit about your professional bio here, and then we'll get into a nice conversation. Dr. Winifred Bragg is a nationally recognized speaker on topics of success and leadership mastery, and the author of the best-selling book, Dreams Without Goals Are Nightmares, How to Use the Bragg Factor to Reach Your Goals in Record Time. Dr. Bragg is a motivational speaker providing leadership training and executive coaching for business owners, entrepreneurs, and women and students. So once again, Dr. Bragg, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to this conversation. I look at your name and your branding just works well together, but we're going to talk about how to professionally brag. A lot of times we're told just the opposite, right? Don't brag, but it's important in business to be able to toot your horn, if you were to just really let yourself shine. So how do you define that? Like, why do you feel it's important for women to work on their bragging skills?
Because I think if you're going to get what you want in this life, personally or professionally, you have to learn how to brag effectively. And I know you have down there how to professionally brag, B-R-A-G. When you think about brag, B-R-A-G, people think of it as real obnoxious, that you're doing something that's irritating. And so my name, as you said, Judy, is Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. And so I never want people to think about brag as B-R-A-G again, because that second G stands for gratitude. And when you add the gratitude to it, you're coming from a different standpoint and people will accept you more. So from now on, women, just say, I'm going to be B-R-A-G-G. I'm going to tell about my skills. I'm going to tell about about my value and communicate it from a standpoint of gratitude, B-R-A-G-G. So that softens the whole concept.
I like that. And it is, you have value to bring, and well, explain that a little bit. Explain the gratitude piece just a little bit.
Well, gratitude, I feel like we should live in a state of gratitude, because studies have shown that people who show gratitude are healthier, happier, and more successful. And what I also know is that you can't be fearful or angry and at the same time feel gratitude and gratefulness. And so I think that's good to know that's why gratitude is so valuable, because it's going to keep us centered. It's going to keep us positive. And who wants to be mad, fearful, or angry? And so you don't have to be afraid about doing something when you feel gratitude and gratefulness. So that's why I think that's so important, because the more you give, when you give, you're automatically going to receive when you do things to service others.
I love it. I love it. Now, there's going to be listeners out there that are going to say, well, I don't have a skill, or maybe they came from a place where they were raised with a lot of, you know, very condescending kind of an atmosphere where they just weren't able to build, or they think that they don't have anything to brag about. What would you recommend to someone like that? What advice would you give them?
You're right. There are so many people, especially women, that lack confidence. Actually, we know, Judy, that if there's a job that lists 10 qualifications, a man will apply if he has one qualification. And we as women will say, I lack one. I have 9 skills, but I lack one of the things, and women won't apply. So what I say that you need to do is get up each morning, look in the mirror when you put your makeup on, if that's it, your rearview mirror, the bathroom, wherever you have the time to do it, and do some self-love, talk to yourself every morning. I say give yourself some positive affirmations, because there's a part in the brain, and I'm not going to go through a lecture, so don't have to be worried about it too much, Judy, but there's a part in the brain called the reticular activating system, RAS. And it's like a filter. It works much like a water filter. And it filters out our negative thoughts. So we wake up in the morning, all of us, with 90,000 thoughts. Most of them are negative. Mm-hmm. And so if you get up in the morning and you start saying, I am skillful, I am valuable, I am a good mother, I am a good wife, I am a good businesswoman, I'm talented, I'm a good accountant, I know that I knew how to do that project, and you say that to yourself, then you can move your reticular activating system from seeing all those obstacles to seeing opportunities. So what do I tell people? It's how you start your morning. Start your morning with confidence, talking to yourself positively so you're ready for the world.
Yeah, great advice. And it's true. And what a lot of people don't understand is psychology has shown us, neuropsychology has shown us that for every four or for every one negative thought that you have to replace it with four positives. So starting your day out that way where you're repeating those positive messages, you start to, your brain starts to believe you because it will listen to you if you talk to it positively enough.
It will.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a great practice. No matter, and this is whether you are a professional woman with a career, whether you are a mom, whether you are an entrepreneur, it really doesn't matter. That same philosophy applies across the board. Now, what's the line between professionally bragging and coming across as arrogant or annoying? Because we all have been in that situation where we have been with somebody and they're just talking about themselves. And you're just like, oh my goodness, will they please just stop talking? How do you balance that so that it comes across very positive and not in that kind of arrogant state?
Well, if you know where you're going, say if you're at a networking event and you kind of have the idea of knowing what kind of people are going to be there and you know what skills you bring, you kind of practice your bragging just like you do any other thing. If you are a realtor and you want to show a house, you know how to show that house without overdoing it. And so I say you do what I call a 30-second brag. About 30 seconds is enough of you. And so you start off with something that's positive and valuable about yourself that you can do in 30 seconds. But it all comes from, you have to strategically, if you're in an environment where, again, where you know the people and you know what you want, I think that you have to brag with a result in mind, knowing what it is that your goal is. And then you won't be so obnoxious because you kind of have investigated the client, the customer that you're bragging to, mm-hmm. and you kind of know their pain points, what it is they need and how you can serve them, and kind of focus on the person and their needs and then say what you can do to help them. Then it won't seem like you're just bragging on yourself. For instance, if a person needs a certain type of home and you are a realtor, then you may just interject, well, I've been a realtor now for the past 7 years and a part of the millionaire club. I'll be happy to help you. See, that person needed a house. You just kind of teased it with that you were part of the millionaire club or whatever the realtors are. The same thing. If I'm a doctor and I'm there and people are saying that they have back pain, then I say, well, you know, only 5% of people with back pain need surgery. And I specialize in helping people get better without surgery. You see how that is? If you ask me about I have problems bragging, then I tell you that I am Dr. Bragg and I'm the creator of the Bragg Factor. And I teach people how to create a 30-second brag where they can increase their profits, their clients, and their customers. See what I'm saying? And that's kind of soft. You do it kind of conversationally, not come on like the men kind of do it, kind of soft and tease it in there. And you need to have practiced several little brags so that you have different ones depending on the environment. See how I'm a doctor in the morning? I'm a doctor and I also have the Brag Factor where I speak, lecture, and coach people. And so I have different brags. If I'm talking, people talking about their back is hurting, they could care less that I'm talking about how to build a business. Here, yeah. You want to know how to build a business. So you don't care about me as the doctor and having their back pain. So you need to have a bank of 30-second brags that fit different situations.
Yeah, I agree totally. Now, speaking of that, you know, 30-second brag or your elevator pitch or whatever topic you want it or title you want to put on it, what should a person, and I love this question because I talk when here's my brag, when I speak with, you know, leaders and organizations and do leadership training, one of the things I tell them that's really important to pay attention to is everything about the messaging, not just the words that are coming out of your mouth, but your body language, your facial expressions. So what do you tell people that they have to take into consideration, or why do you tell them that they have to consider this nonverbal messaging of body language and facial expressions, that type of thing, when they're getting ready to talk about themselves?
How important, Judy, that you should say that. When I was a young doctor, I would palpate people, and if I felt a mass, my face would go, and I was fearful that the person had cancer. And so my instructor said, that person is just overweight. That's fat that you are feeling. But the way you were looking, they thought that it was horrible. So I had to practice being able to touch people regardless of what I felt, not to show it on my face. And it has helped me with bragging and everything as well. But with bragging, you need to come with joy and excitement. Because if you are not excited about telling people what you do, and then they're going to say, well, gosh, if she's a realtor and she's saying it like she's so pitiful and so ashamed to tell me about herself, is she going to show my house well? I don't want her. So you need to come with excitement. Mm-hmm. And to your point, the nonverbal language counts just as much. And so you need to be confident with your power stance, or you're sitting down and you need to be smiling and looking them straight in the eye contact and a smile, mm-hmm. and do it in a conversational way that the person wants to be engaged in you later.
Yeah, I like that. Now, do you find in your experience that this is something that men do more, I wouldn't say naturally, but they've been trained to do that a little bit more in society than women are, that women tend to be more timid and not allow their body language to speak their confidence?
I think as women, we tend to be a little bit more emotional and men are not. I've read that when boys are Boy Scouts, say you and I are going out for Boy Scouts, I'm happy that I made Boy Scout and you didn't. And I'm like, I made Boy Scout, John didn't. But girls with brownies, a little girl may cry and say, Mommy, I'm so upset Judy didn't make it, that she couldn't even express or be happy about her accomplishment because her friend didn't. So we tend to be a little bit more emotional, and that comes from when boys are little. They are taught to, I did it and he didn't, and we want to get emotional over that. And I think that affects us in the long run when we are competing for jobs and other things because of that emotion.
So do you have a signature program or some method that you use to help women who struggle with this to really be able to articulate their skills or articulate their gifts in a way that it does sound non-arrogant or lacking confidence? Like, do you have a worksheets or things that you work with your clients with to help with that?
I do. I have another book, which is a bestseller. It's called How to Create Your Brag Book for a Competitive Job Market. And mm-hmm. in it has templates that tells you different things of how you can create your 30 second brag. And those are templates. And I tell people, you know, people are into Facebook or whatever they're into, and they say there's people, they have their friends. Utilize your friend to critique you. And so I tell them, first of all, write down about 10 things that you think are really good skills about yourself that you can put. And then you want to come down to maybe like 3 sentences, who you are, what you do, and then how you serve other people. That's the main template. You want to think about what you have that can solve a problem for somebody else. And put that at the end is going to be maybe about 3 sentences that you can say in 30 seconds. So yes, I do have templates. I have things that I teach people on how to improve their confidence, how they communicate, what words they use, what are the expressions that they are using, because all that's the package that at the end's gonna sell and make you a more empowered you.
I love it. I love it. And it's something that we don't always come up naturally. So having those little things, those little aids, make it very valuable. So are there any other confidence boosting tips that you'd like to share with the audience?
Some confidence boosting ones. Sometimes you just get up, like I said, in the morning, do your affirmations. If you really have a problem saying bragging, you may have a bragging buddy. Say if you're really shy, Judy, and we're going to some networking event and you need to tell about yourself, you may go with me and then I can introduce you to the people and you may feel a little better with me talking about you. And then when you see how the person's eyes were, wow, Judy, you've done all of that, that's going to make you feel, because it was your stuff, but I'm just saying it about you. And so you get firsthand how people were receiving it, and then you can do it. So get a bragging buddy for a little while to go around with you. And then you kind of brag and introduce her and say, this is my friend, Dr. Bragg. She's done a best-selling book on how to help you create your 30-second brag and get the job you want. And you are saying things about me. And then I'm smiling. That's going to engage people to talk about me. And then I get to practice there. But you introduced it. And it may make it a little subtle. The other thing is a big tip I say, make yourself a service or a product. If you have a hard time saying, I, Judy, did this, I did this, make yourself a service or a product and talk about it much the same way somebody would talk about their cell phone. The iPhone does this. It has these features and it will help you do such and such. So think of yourself as this iPhone. And if you think of it as the iPhone, and I don't work by iPhone, I just had it next to me.
Right.
If you think of yourself as the iPhone, think about how happy your client or customer is going to be when you solve that problem for them. And when you do it from that standpoint, that's going to empower you again to be able to put out what you're doing. Because I think it's selfish, Judy, for you to have something, a skill, a service, or a product that could help me with a problem that I suffer from, and you are so timid, you're not telling me. Yes. How selfish of you. And so there are women there who have businesses, skills, and products that the world needs to know about, but they died with it. They never told it. And so there were people who could have benefited from it. So think about how the benefit that you're giving to others, and that may soothe it and make it seem that you're not bragging, you're helping people.
That's awesome. I love that. And I like the, instead of having a BFF, you know, a best friend forever, you're going to have a BBB, a best bragging buddy. I like
that. That's right.
So you mentioned a book. You have, there's several different ways that our listeners can engage with you more or get to know more about the things that you offer or, you know, get your book. Tell us about the, you actually have a book series, a best-selling book series on Amazon, the Brag Books. Tell us about that.
Well, I have a series, as you mentioned. The first one is about dreams without goals or nightmares. And basically, that's a book about goal setting, how important it is to write down your goals and visualize your goals. Because when you're bragging, as I said, you need to visualize the result. What is it you want? You're just not running around that network event just to have some wine and cheese. You could have had that at home. What is it that you want? So you want to visualize your goals. And I give them four questions that I think are really key that has helped me to build big, good businesses, a big practice, and a big speaking business as well. And the one of the questions in there is, you want to know what is it you want? When do you want it? But more importantly, what's holding you back? I talk about that in my bestseller on Dreams Without Goals. What's holding you back? If you can identify what's holding you back, that can propel you to go where you want to go. And then the second book is the book about how to create a brag book for a competitive job market. I have that specifically for professionals, and I also have one for new graduates and college students so that young women can be ready for the job market and start getting ready in college. But I have it for professionals as well. So those are the three books that I have for leadership and development.
I love it. And so we have put, for those who are listening, we'll have all that information in the show notes, and you can see it for those who are watching. It's obviously right on the screen, and lots of different ways that you can stay connected with Dr. Bragg. You can go to YouTube. She has the Bragg Factor on Facebook. She's the Bragg Factor also. Twitter is Dr. Winifred Bragg. Instagram is the Bragg Factor. So very well branded, Winifred. And you have been a wonderful guest. You've given us a lot of great tips. So thank you so very much for being on the Women Entrepreneurs and sharing those tips. I think there's definitely some individuals who are listening who are going to take some copious notes and make some adjustments in the way that they do things and learn how to brag, B-R-A-G-G, with gratitude, their skills and their talents. So thank you very much for being on the Women Entrepreneurs Show today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it. And if anyone's sitting at home and they've been holding back on their skills, their talents, and their value, start today with your 30-second brag and let the world know that you are ready to give them what they need. And I'll be happy to help you any way that I can.
I love that. I love that. Well, thank you so much for everyone for taking the time to watch the program today or listen to the podcast. Such a great message and a great way of describing the message and learning how you can make that 30-second brag. If you want to stay connected with Dr. Winifred Bragg, of course, all of the connections are there. If you want more information about working with Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, shoot us an email. Give an email to our group liaison, Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, with any questions that you have at womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Remember, that's all plural, women, entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. And she will connect you, answer your questions, whether it's regarding the podcast, membership, our upcoming book, whatever it is, she will answer those questions. You can also follow us on Instagram at we.entrepreneur. And with that, I want everyone to just simply go out there, have a great day, say those affirmations, and learn to brag a little bit. Enjoy every moment.